When I said on Sunday
that the weather forecast for Christmas was 60, well, I didn't know I was going to be this right. And when you come into a church like this, it's really for me as a priest in my first months, my first Christmas, it's a great joy to see a church so full. Because unfortunately, in my own home parish and in other places I've been, a crowd this size is not to be seen, even on Christmas. Tonight, we begin in this vigil mass to reflect upon the great gift of Jesus Christ. Isaiah tells us that he will come with vindication and victory, that he will call us by a new name, no longer forsaken and desolate, but my delight and espoused. Interesting language when you think about it. As a young man marries a virgin, your builder will marry you. This vindication and victory does not take place through what we would expect, but rather by calling us into an intimate relationship. And so rightly in the Acts of the Apostles, does St. Paul recall salvation history, beginning with the slavery in Egypt and Moses bringing Israel through the Red Sea, turning to the figure of King David, and then finally to John the Baptist, who heralds the coming of the Messiah, the Savior of the world. The genealogy reminds us that Jesus truly became man, one with our humanity, and also part of Israel, the one, the promised one who comes to save. And into our very world comes this Messiah once again, into our very messiness. Let's consider the crib, the stable, the cave where Jesus was born. How would you like to be sitting right now in horse manure? Or straw? On a cold desert night, well, that part you might welcome, but on a cold desert night nonetheless, and unlike the warmth of this place, there is no warmth to be had, because it's a place for animals, not for human beings. And I'm sure out there among you are nurses and doctors who would be cringing when you think about how sanitary people give birth today in a hospital. And yet God Himself comes to us in a very messy, dirty situation. But God's like a little kid. He loves to play in the dirt, for He created us out of clay. And He comes into the very messiness of our lives and our world today. Communism in China, radical Islam, places of oppression and persecution, abortion, human trafficking, the disregard for human life and dignity, let alone the messiness of our own lives, poverty, both spiritual and material, family struggles, struggles in our spiritual lives, loneliness, addictions, exile, refugees. Into this very messy world does our God come. And He comes as King, as the new David, as the genealogy reminds us by saying 14 generations, 14 generations, 14 generations. David, the name numerically added up, is 14. But He also comes to us as a child. He comes to us in humility, which truly makes our God accessible. Because if we stop and think, if He had come in great glory, if He had come and cast down the Roman occupation, we'd probably be more afraid of our God than seeking to draw near to our God of love. For yes, he is at once Lord and Creator of us all, but he is one with us, transcendent and yet ever so intimately close to us. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and he seeks to espouse us to himself in a manner more intimate than any marriage, because he seeks to give us the grace to work through the challenges of our lives as he steps into this very world. And he gives us Mary and Joseph, the angels and the saints, as our guides and helpers, and the church, to help us, to guide us, to be our compass and our point. Our Lord and Savior came into this world to be one with us and not to leave us alone, and to reveal the fullness of God. This is whom we celebrate in this vigil, this night, this Christmas night. And he gives to us the church and entrusts her with revealing this work that he began in Bethlehem, in a stable, in a manger, in a crib, where he came as man in the same fashion that all of us come into this world, as a little baby, in the arms of Mary and Joseph, completely powerless. For he submits himself into our very arms. Bringing true justice and peace, he calls us to enter into that same battle of growing in humility and gentleness, firm against sin, and yet loving the sinner. Calling us to see the plank in our own eye first, offering us the gift of salvation. And so tonight, as we gather, he calls out to each one of us, welcome home. Welcome to the arms of Mother Church. Welcome to the arms of the Mother of God, who wraps us and enfolds us in her very own arms in the midst of our day-to-day struggles. And he calls us to hope. Our Savior has come into this world so that we might have hope in and through him. Hope that in the midst of everything that's going on, in the midst of killings and violence, he is there, and he is present. And he is present here tonight through his word, but most especially in the very real presence of this Eucharist, wherein we receive that body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ, that body and blood given through the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, so that God could become man with us, wherein we receive the King of the universe into our very being, the Savior of us all, the King, God with us.